Sergeant Bateman, and all of our distinguished guests, to all our former McCoy soldiers and civilian workforce, welcome to today's ceremony. As General Ricardi was looking and talking about the significance of this ceremony, we looked at the tradition that the Army provides and how the ADA Readiness Division is a huge part of that tradition. When we look at the history, right, since 1917 that the unit was founded, and it has served in operations in World War I, World War II, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and also OIF and OIF. So the tradition from the ADA Readiness Division is big and has had an important impact at the global landscape. The ADA Readiness Division is consistently ensuring that our Army Reserve is prepared to answer our nation's call to have ready soldiers at all the time. As we look at their motto, readiness is in our name, that is what the ADA Readiness Division provide to the Army. The ADA Readiness Division has a vast network that is about 90 states, and they have about 641 research centers and facilities across those 19 states. As we look at the former McCoy garrison and what is the meaning for this change and patching ceremony for former McCoy, as we look at AR-600-20, the command relationship changes from direct support to tactical control. That is the main change that happens in here. The great thing about Fort McCoy and the ADA Readiness Division, we have already been operating in accordance with AR-600-20. Fort McCoy has always been supporting the initiatives for the senior commander. So operations at Fort McCoy are not going to change. Now we're going to have additional blue devils running around, you know, driving with a new patch, following the tradition of the ADA Readiness Division. But when we look at the operations at Fort McCoy, we're going to continue to do operations business as usual. In this transition, the Fort McCoy garrison will support the ADA lines of efforts to develop and sustain human capital, to provide versatile and resilient, optimized sustainable infrastructure, and all of the other lines of efforts as we go on. These are not mere words in this page. When we look at the pillars for the ADA, those are war-fighting pillars that provide readiness to the Army. And Fort McCoy is one of those garrisons, is one of those platforms that provides war-ready forces to the Army. For the soldiers, for the civilians, for the families of Fort McCoy, I say this. Welcome the change. Love the change. I think it's going to be very fruitful for Fort McCoy. See the opportunity to learn, to grow, and to contribute to the legacy, to this great organization. Major General Ricardi, Sergeant Major Bateman, thank you for welcoming us and to the Blue Devil family. We are eager to contribute to the ADA legacy, and we are very happy to be here today. Today, we wear a patch as a symbol of change, as a symbol of unity and strength and unwavering commitment to our nation's success. Thank you.